Welcome back to the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff and Stewart with you on a Thursday. Of course, on campus, it's Purdue Basketball Team Camp Day, so lots going on there. It's also going to be a big weekend ahead for Purdue football and recruiting. And our next guest is deep into it. He knows all about this stuff. Brian Newbert from goldenblack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Brian, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
Hey, we are doing great here. I'm going to hit you up with a couple of basketball questions before, you know, Stewart bombards you with a bunch of football stuff here. So with the team camps today, who are some of the key players you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, well, obviously one of Purdue's commitments for 2020 already, Jaden Ivey, is here, and Purdue has a pretty good idea at this point what they're getting in him. So, but always good to have your guys on campus, you know, get to lay eyes on them, so to speak. Watch them exist with their high school teams on top of the grassroots teams, which you tend to spend more of the offseason watching. But also Trey Kaufman from Silver Creek down in Sellersburg just got offered by Purdue on Tuesday, is back on Thursday for team camp. And, you know, he plays for one of the best 3A teams in the state, the reigning state champion, but also figures to be a big-time recruit. And, you know, Purdue just offered him Tuesday right on the heels of Indiana and Xavier, so things are really starting to happen for him. Anytime you have guys who are going to be your top recruiting targets on your campus, that's always a good thing, obviously. Kieron Powell is a center from Evansville Bossy, a guy who's still under consideration for an offer for 2020. Purdue's been pretty deep with him. They've recruited him for a long time, know what they're getting in him, but again, an opportunity to watch him some more and ultimately make a decision on him. J.R. Konechny is a big shooting wing from South Bend St. Joseph's in the 2021 class who Purdue's watching. Jalen Washington is a sophomore-to-be from Gary Westside who figures to be one of the best players in the country in his class. I don't know if Purdue's going to offer him right away, but he'll be an offer guy here shortly. Just a really, really big-time player. So this is a pretty loaded camp. There's a lot of guys here Purdue's recruiting. Jaden Brewer from Avon, another 2021 guy. Just a lot of really good players here today, a lot of good evaluation opportunities for Purdue.
You have seen Jaden Ivey many times. We have not. So what impresses you about him?
He's just a scorer. I mean, and he's sort of that valuable combo guard type of player at the next level. As someone who can play with the ball in his hands, be that sort of point guard, lead guard type of guy, but also play off the ball, make a lot of different types of threes, really score in a lot of different ways. He's a good pull-up jump shooter. He's really creative as a scorer. He's really clever as a scorer, shall we say. He's good around the rim. He's good getting to the basket. He's good in transition. He's good facilitating for others in addition to scoring. And he just does everything well as an offensive player. And Purdue, you know, is going to have to find its next guys who can just simply put the ball in the basket, kind of moving forward. And if Purdue has recruited a better scoring guard than Jaden Ivey over the years, it's a pretty short list. You look at the Etuan Moores, you look at the Carson Edwards. I don't know if he's quite that level yet, but he's not that far off if he's not.
Brian Newbert with us from goldenblack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And Brian, right now, you know, usually June is a big month for recruiting and football. We've always had big spikes in commitments, and you're seeing all over social media a lot of players having Purdue in their top four or five. How's everything looking right now?
Yeah, I think it's going to be much more of a process this year than it's been the last couple of years. The last couple of years under Jeff Brohm, June has been sort of this whirlwind where it feels like every couple hours Purdue gets a commitment. That's not going to happen this summer for two reasons. One, you know, Purdue doesn't have a lot of scholarships. I think they came into this recruiting cycle with only 10 seniors on their roster, and one of those guys, Elijah Sindelar, was granted the ability to come back for another year should he so choose. So that takes you from 10 to 9. So that's a pretty restrictive number right there. One, you're not going to fill up too quickly. The other part of this, too, is this is sort of the year where Purdue's momentum should crystallize, you know, into Purdue being able to recruit a much higher caliber of player on average. You know, Purdue got its share of, you know, gems in that last class, really highly recruited guys. But now, with all the buzz you've gotten the last 2 years, the success you've had on the field, the presumption that this is kind of the year where you kind of go to a little bit of another level, you know, Purdue is going to dig in and kind of wait out some higher recruited, higher caliber guys. And the nature of that game is that you're going to have to wait for them. You're going to have to do things on their schedule, not your schedule. So this is going to be a situation where Purdue's going to probably go into the season with obviously more commitments than they have right now. They will get a bunch of commitments in June. They're just not going to get 12 of them like they have the last couple years. This will be a class that is absolutely finalized. The majority of which I think is probably finalized in December, whereas last year and year before that was kind of about putting the finishing touches on a class that was pretty well in place before then.
And Brian, one thing I've seen, I think three or four of the quarterbacks I've seen have all been legitimately dual threat quarterbacks. Is that something new?
I think that's the direction they've always wanted to go in, but they've sort of taken the best guys they could find, and those guys have happened to be more pro style types. I would say Jake Plummer is more of a dual threat than a pro style. His body tends to scream pro style because he's a big, tall, strong arm guy, but he can also really run. But I think that's sort of the did I say Jake Plummer or Jack Plummer? Jack Plummer. I think the direction Brohm wants to go in with this offense is a quarterback who can legitimately be a running threat, not just a guy who runs when he absolutely positively has to. And I think that's sort of what they're trying to recruit now. Now, it just so happens that they're still looking for the best guy they can get. This is a class Purdue doesn't necessarily need a quarterback, but if they can get a really good one, they will take one. And they've got a couple guys coming in for visits here the last week or two who happen to be more pro-style types. So I think they will take a pro-style type of guy, but I think ideally they've been looking for that sort of really really versatile sort of dual threat type of quarterback.
And that kind of excites me because that just adds one more dimension, one more thing, one more variation that Brohm can do with this offense, correct?
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the you want a kind of more multifaceted offense where your quarterback can be more, can be a weapon in more ways than one. And there are some who believe that when your quarterback is a running threat, that means the ball is in the air less, and that can help you insulate yourself against turnovers. I don't know if that's the way Jeff Brohm looks at it, but he was a dual threat guy in college, in the NFL, and I think that's just sort of what his ideal template for his offense is to have that sort of player under center.
Brian Neubert with us from goldenblack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And as we listen to you, Brian, it sounds like there's a lot of excitement around Purdue basketball recruiting and a lot of excitement around Purdue football recruiting. How do you kind of compare the two here?
Well, they're in a little bit different situation. The thing for Purdue basketball has been, stability is really starting to pay off. Sustained success over a very long period of time is starting to pay off. Obviously, Purdue's had a lot of success here on the court the last few years, but Purdue basketball recruiting probably has as much momentum, if not more momentum, than I've ever seen in a long time doing this. And the only problem for Purdue is that you're in this window here where your scholarship's kind of bottleneck. You only have five over two classes, whereas there's all sorts of players out there right now over the 2020 and 2021 classes where I think any other circumstances, any other year, they'd have offers by now that Purdue is just kind of continuing to watch and whatnot and not offering. When you look at football, the last 2 years have been sort of this flash of momentum, of just buzz. And, this staff has come in with so much energy and so many kind of transformative ideas in recruiting. And they've just completely transformed the place. And it's just almost been sort of this explosion of immediate recruiting momentum, not something that built up over time. So that would kind of be the difference between the two. I think the totality of both of them, this has probably been the most appealing from a recruiting perspective Purdue's ever been in the modern era. I think it's not just about basketball on one hand and football on the other. I think it's about the whole institution at this point. I think Purdue has done a lot of things from an administrative perspective to make this more kind of a big time place. Obviously, the facilities have been brought up to code, so to speak, at the highest levels of the recruiting game. You know, Purdue has the right coaches in place, I think, to have the sort of recruiting success they're having. And one thing's kind of led to another. The success on the field, on the respective fields or the court or whatever it might be, has sort of brought the whole thing together. And, you know, Purdue's a pretty attractive place right now, much more than it was a couple years ago.
Brian, how big is it? I think it's such a smart move, and I don't know who orchestrated it, but the fact of our coaching staff going down to OTAs in New Orleans and then getting those pictures with Drew and all that social media, how big is that?
Yeah, they really get that stuff. I mean, they really understand that how to kind of put themselves out there and sort of brand themselves. And, you know, that's something that's really kind of hard to put a price tag on, really kind of hard to quantify the value of. But, you know, I think the bottom line is that Purdue is probably cooler and more appealing to more people than they've been in a long, long time. And you have to give the athletic department kind of as a whole credit for that, because they've been sort of visionary about this, and they've understood some things that maybe you don't want to say Purdue didn't always understand, because the landscape was very different before. Now things have changed so much in this modern era. Purdue is as modern can get here, between their efforts on social media, their branding efforts, their video efforts, all sorts of stuff. Purdue has done just a really good job marketing itself. That's a big piece of this too, is because, you know, we're talking before about basketball and football, recruiting appeal, and this is a social media game nowadays, and Purdue has really, really enhanced its standing where standing really matters, and that's, you know, on social media, on the internet, all sorts of digital means. And, you know, that's a big part of the reason Purdue is, as for lack of a better term, cool as it is right now.
No doubt about that. Brian, thanks so much for the time and all the information, man. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
No problem, guys. You too. Thanks for having me, as always.
Brian Newbert from goldenblack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Much more on the show when we come back on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com.
Hi, I'm R.G. Skadberg, attorney with CCSK Law, where we simplify the law for you. People ask me what I do in the law. I help people understand planning and what their planning needs are. If you're 18, 108, or any age in between, you have some planning needs. I provide a free consultation to help you understand what your needs are. There's no commitment, no pressure, just a casual conversation to help you understand your situation. To find out how to get your free consultation, visit lifeplanningtowin.com. That's lifeplanningtowin.com.
For coins and gold, silver, and platinum bullion, Virk's Fine Jewelry is the area's expert.
We are both PCGS and NGC authorized dealers and have not one, but both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers members.
Our prices typically beat the internet sellers, and with no shipping and no sales tax.
Virk's carries everything from rare and exceptional collector coins to bullion, including bars and rounds, 90% silver coin, U.S. gold, silver, and platinum eagles, and much more.
Whether buying, selling, or appraising, Virk's